Well, Declan, one game in, going to Navan for round two on Sunday. Does last Saturday night's draw with Mayo at home alter your plans or your goals or outlook for the rest of the league?
Not really, Tom. No, listen, we were disappointed. We didn't pick up the 2 points. We felt, you know, what performance that we put in. Yeah, we didn't take enough chances in the first half. 8 wides and 6 into the keeper's hand wasn't good enough. And then to let that late goal, we gave away 2 bad goals in the night. But, you know, I thought overall the performance was very, very good. And that's a performance that we need to bring into Navan this Sunday.
Yeah. And obviously lessons learned from last week as well. Obviously the late goal is one anyway.
Listen, lesson learned. We'll only know that later on when we come into those situations again, and we've got to deal with it better. We didn't cope in terms of that last play, which we should have. It should have been cut out. It should have been stopped. But, you know, the ball ended up in the back of the net, which is really, really disappointing. 8 minutes into overtime. And, you know, it felt for a while maybe like a defeat, but when we sat down and had a good chat about it, we had to say, listen, that was a decent performance all round. And yeah, lessons to be learned, but you know, we'll only know later on in the league where those lessons learned.
And tell me, obviously a very high standard of game, were you surprised at the high standard and the fitness levels of Mayo and yourselves?
Not really, Tom. If you look at where a lot of the teams are at, and you look at Dublin and Kerry and the teams they put out at the weekend, you look down in Galway, Galway and Monaghan, you know, a lot of teams going out with majority of their players. It's early January, but a lot of these guys are in really good shape. There's no real off-season now. These guys work away in the gym and they don't come back having to lose 5 or 6 pounds or whatever. They're back and they're ready to go. And as I say, there's going to be no easy points got in Division 1. It's a very competitive league, and as I say, we're expecting nothing else but a battle down in Navan on Sunday.
Yeah. Injuries, you picked up a few injuries on Saturday night. Ryan McHugh, Keelan McGonigal, Neil McGee all went off that to be replaced. How are they?
Yeah, we're back in tonight, so you know, we'll check out with the medical side. I'm hoping that the majority of those guys will come through. Keelan's probably the most doubtful in relation to what he picked up. It looked, you know, at the stage, a hamstring injury, so we'll see. But I'm hopeful the rest of the guys will come through and be available for selection on Sunday.
Niall O'Donnell was missing last week as well. Where is he at?
Yeah, Niall O'Donnell's back in now. He came back in at the tail end of last week, so he'll be back in training this week. And again, hopefully that he will be available for selection within the squad on Sunday.
And Patrick McBurty was expected back in the country on Monday. Has he returned?
He has. Patrick's back in the country. I spoke with him, met with him yesterday, and he's going to be with us this evening. So we'll see now over the next couple of sessions in terms of where he's at. And it's great to have Patrick back, a player of that calibre and that ability. And it's great to have him back within the group again.
Tell me, had you recovery on Sunday, had you?
Yeah, lads done recovery on Sunday. And yeah, a lot of stuff and a lot of sore bodies after an epic battle on Saturday night. And there's no time really to dwell on it. We had to get ready for the battle that's ahead now in Navan next Sunday. And that's the next challenge.
And tell me, Meath played Tyrone on Sunday in Healy Park. Were you at the game?
Yeah, I attended with a couple of the coaching staff, and yeah, I was very impressed with Meath, especially in that first half. It was 1-5 to 1-4 at half time, but you know, in the first 15, 18 minutes, I counted 4 goal opportunities. It was 3 really good chances. They took one of them, and you know, they left a couple behind them. Second half, Tyrone did get on top to a degree, but there was still plenty to see in Meath that they're going to be difficult opponents this week. And as I said, you know, last weekend, we played them 3 times last year, twice in the league and then Super 8s. And, you know, it was 3 battles, you know, 3 real good battles, the 3 matches we had with them.
Mm. It's obviously a big game for them. I'm sure it's a big game for Donegal as well. Maybe even bigger now, the fact that you did, you know, only get 1 point out of a game last weekend.
Listen, they're all big. They're all battles. There's 2 points to play for every day you go to Division 1, and any of those games, they're not going to be got easy. You've got to go out, you've got to prepare properly, you've got to perform properly, and you know, hopefully, as I say, we see out to 78 or nearly 80 minutes now, some of these games, and hopefully we can get the 2 points down there on Sunday.
Yeah. I expect them a same kind of game, probably tighter pitch on Sunday?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, the one thing that Meath will... They'll give you plenty physicality. They have a lot of pace about them. They're going to have a big home support. Their first home match back in Division 1. So, yeah, it's going to be a big, big test, but it's one we're looking forward to. And it's another big challenge. As I say, Division 1 football is where you want to be. And these are the type of challenges that you're going to meet in week in, week out.